Good morning, and Mr. Margolis, sir, thank you very much for your new book, and I wish you very, very well.
Thank you.
You were on Obama's short list of chief of staff. I think he could get a lot of good lessons from you, from your world views. But I want to thank you again also for an article you wrote back May 2nd, 2001. I read it in the Toronto Sun. USS Liberty, America's most shameful secret. And, sir, I also want to tell you my name is Phil Turney. I'm a three-time president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. I was aboard the ship when it was attacked by Israel in 1967. And, sir, in your letter, it addresses the cover-up of the USS Liberty by our government and the government of Israel. Now, also, since then, Ward Boston, the chief aide at the Board of Inquiry, has come out and said that the Board of Inquiry was a sham, a lie, and this cover-up should be uncovered. Well, what are your suggestions to the sailors, to the men that are trying to get justice, sir, to get this cover-up taken care of so we can go on with our lives with dignity and honor?
Well, sir, as a fellow veteran, I think I've written that the attack on the Liberty, this is during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, was or the cover-up was one of the most shameful events in our modern American military history. It's a scandal, and Congress, which said it was going to look into it, never did. Another example of prime political cowardice. And I would like to see President-elect Obama, or Obama when he's president, open up this ugly incident, tell the truth how American soldiers were killed and machine gunned in the water by Israeli forces, about the cover-up that was made, how it apparently came right from the White House of Lyndon Johnson, squelching any kind of investigation for domestic political reason. This story needs to be told. Every day that it's not told, it dishonors the memory of all veterans.